Okay, let's B'siyata D'Shmaya begin. And in Mirtz Hashem, we will be on a fascinating journey. There is a Gaisha author that once said that one should start with the end in mind. So let's start with a discussion in Halacha L'maisa, and then get to some fascinating discussions of Halacha L'maisa. But first, also go through the Lamdus, and I'd like to hear what you have to say about what we're going to put out in terms of the Svara. I want to contrast the language of our Svardik chief rabbi, Rav Yitzchak Yosef Shlita, in his Yalkut Yosef, with the language of the great Rabbi Blumenkrantz, Olav HaShalom, a psak of the Star K. And then we will start from the sugya itself with an intense analysis in the Shulchan Aruch and see what it tells us about the lamdus of Nosein Tan Lefkam and how that practically plays out in the issue of using kashering dishwashers on Shabbos. In the Yalkut Yosef, in the Chelik Moadin, Hilchas Mitzarchei Mazon Hechsherim LePesach Sif Lamed Beis, which was printed around Tavshin Samach Dalid, Rav Yitzchak Yosef Shlita writes, Midiach Kelim Chashmali HaPoel Ayidei Shtifa Barotchim Im Chomrei Nikui Pigumim. Dishwashers that work with a detergent, Mutter L'shtamish Bo V'Pesach. You're allowed to use them on Pesach. Ayidei Shenaku Heitev Esamichona Ushtifa V'Adoch Heitev. You just need to clean it properly. Vin And also, it's appropriate to turn on the machine with hot water, with the detergent running. I'd like to contrast that with Rabbi Blumenkrantz. My father, Olav HaShalom, used to buy Rabbi Blumenkrantz's Sefer every year, even though 90% of it was the same, every year. And now, Ladavoni, there's 30 volumes piled up in my parents' house collecting dust. One year I asked my father Rishus to take one of them when we went to Eretz Yisrael. The one that I took is from Tavshin Samachay, right around the time that the Yalkut Yosef was written. And contrast that, Rabbi Blumenkrantz, Zichrono Livracha, wrote, dishwashers are difficult and impractical to kasher. If the dishwasher is of stainless steel and it is cleaned thoroughly, so that no chametz as little as it may be found in the machine, there are some opinions who would permit to kasher dishwasher. But the racks, however, must be replaced with new ones. If the stainless steel dishwasher has two propellers, the hose to top propeller must also be replaced. One has to remember that chametz on Pesach does not become nullified. If any amount of chametz is left in the machine, it can make the dishes you put into the machine no longer kosher for Pesach. Very, very different type of sound. Rabbi Blumenkrantz saying that you have to make sure it's stainless steel. And he says the racks need to be replaced. We don't hear any of that from the Yalkut Yosef. From L'Misparam 2019, the Star K, in their list of things that could be kashered, dishwashers cannot be kashered. Period. Eich HaDvar Mitgalgalu. How is it that there are such different positions? What is this dishwasher brouhaha? And to understand what is going on over here, I think we need to get to the depth and the conceptual underpinnings of a fascinating question in Nosein Tan Lefkam, and that will lead us to two different approaches in the Gedolei HaAchronim. And it starts with a fascinating Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuras, Perik Yudalid, Halacha Yud, and Yud Aleph, points out that Basar Bechalav and Klai Akerem, the Torah doesn't say Loi Soichal. The Torah doesn't say that there is an Isser Achila. And therefore the Rambam writes in Halacha Yud of Perik Yudal, Kol Eichlin Asurin, Ein Achayev Aleim, Ad Shioich Loise Derech Hano, Chutz Mi Basar Bechalav and Klai Akerem. Many of us are familiar that there is a requirement for a Maisa Achila, both for Mitzvah Saseh, and conversely, for mitzvahs lo saseh. In order for a person to violate the biblical precept of eating macholos asuros, it has to be done b'derech hanah. However, says the Rambam, when it comes to basar b'chalav and klai akerem, over there the halacha is that one would be chayiv even if it's shelo k'derech hanasan. And the Rambam gives an example, continuing on in halacha yud aleph, keitzad haresh himches achele v'gomoy, kishu ucham ad shenichve groyne mimone oy she'ochel chelev chay. Let's focus on the last example because that's going to be connected very much to us halacha lemaisa. If a person mixes bitter ingredients, kigon rosh v'la'ana, that's sulfur, l'toch yayin nesech, l'toch kedera shel nevela, or inside of a nevela, v'ochlan kishay marin, and he eats it when it's bitter, o she'ochel ochel la'asar achas she'isriach v'hivish, u'batol me'ochel adam hareze potur. The Rambam says that when it comes to Shari Surim, it's going to be Pater. Vim Ire Davar Mar B'toch Keder Shal Basar V'Chalav, where we just said that even if it's Shalok Keder Hanason, you're still Chayiv, because it doesn't say Achila. So therefore, the Rambam says you're going to be Chayiv if you're Ira Bo Davar Mar. So, the Rambam tells us that Basar V'Chalav is an exception, and the Rambam introduces us to the concept that in Rovi Suri D'Araisa, we have a concept of Shaloka Derech Hanasan, and if you're Ira Dover Mar, then the halacha is that you are not Chayiv for all Isurim, except Basa B'Chalav Klai Akerim, where the Torah, for example, by Basa B'Chalav, only says Loi Sevashal Gadi B'Chalev Imai, and doesn't say Loi Seicha. The Rebbe Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz, in place he's Simen Mem Pei Zayin Sif Katan Tezvav, concludes something based on this Rambam, and the Chavis Das disagreed, and that's going to take us to our first important place, Halacha Lemaisa, before we get to dishwashers. Writes Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz, Al kalponim adover mevur ber Rambam, de basar b'cholav afil dasan l'toy kederu shal basar b'cholav dover ha-poigim b'yoyser, mikol makom asur, de chayiv alea shelo kederech hanasan. Says the placey, that when it comes to basar b'chalav, if you mixed a dover mar, according to the Rambam, the halacha would be that you would still be chayiv because shlo kederech hanasan. But hani mili kishikvar nesar basar b'chalav. The Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz says something logical. That's only if it's already become basar b'chalav. Avo basar shenafal etal chalav uve dover mar. But what happens if right off the bat there's chalav with sulfur inside, and then it's mixed with basar? Achipogim ein anasi is a basar b'chalav klal. In such a case, then it doesn't become basar b'chalav. In other words, the Rambam's case, says Rabbi Yonason, which makes sense, is that you first have basar b'chalav, and then you were ira davar mar. And Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz says, when you have Ira Dover Mar post facto Basar B'Chalav, so then in such a case, you'd be Chayiv. But if it was all other Isurim, and now we get to Hilchos Pesach, Mashma, of course, including the Isur of Achilas Chametz, where there is an Isur of Achila, Kol Machmetzas Loi Soichelu. So there where the Torah says, Loi Soichelu, so then in such a case, if it was Ira Dover Mar, so then in such a case, it would be Shelo kederech hanasan. The Chavis Das observes that Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz is saying that when it comes to basar b'chalav, you will never have something that's nifsal me'achilas adam because it's shelo kederech hanasan. And shelo kederech hanasan is still chayav for basar b'chalav. Says the Chavis Das in Simen Kuf Gimel, Sif Katan Aleph, that the Crazy Uplacy is wrong. That the Crazy Uplacy, who assumes that Basar B'Chalav, you can never have a Shalok Kederech Hanasan, that is only if it's Ira Dover Mar, if you mix something up that's Mar. That's what we called a Dover Hapoy game that is added to the taruvos that makes it something shelo kederach hanasan. But what happens, says the Chavis Das, if you have an instance where the basar b'chalav is nifsal me'elav, then just like the halacha is that there's a concept of nevela she'enu ruya lager that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us, that if the carcass has rotted to the point that it's not appropriate to give to anybody to eat, no one would eat it at all. And the Gemara seems to say that just like it's not subject to Tumah, it's not subject to an Isser Achila, that then will still apply to Basar B'chalav. And the Chavis Das differentiates between two different types of Nifsal. You could have something that's Nifsal Me'elav, and then if it's Eina Ru'i Yilager, then it's not a Cheftza of Isser. Versus Ira Dover Mar, so then in such a case, then it's not Kederech HaNasan. The difference between the Chavis Das and the Plesi is what happens if you have Basar B'chalav that is Nisrach Me'elav and not due to a Dover Mar. The Crazy Plesi seems to say that there's no din of Nifsal Me'elav when it comes to Basar B'chalav, and you're always Chayv for Shelo Kederech HaNasan. And the Chavis Das says no. The Chavis Das says that when you have something that is Nifsal Me'elav, so then in such a case, it's not a heter of Shelo Kederech HaNasan, but rather it's no longer a Cheftza of Macholos Asuras. This Chavis Das becomes an important petach for things that are Nifsal B'Pesach. Because the Chavis Das is telling us that there are two categories. There's the category of where it's Shelo Kederech HaNasan, and then there's the category of where it's Eina Ru'i Lager. According to the Chavis Das, once it reaches the category of Eina Ru'i Lager, so then in such a case, it's not considered a Cheftza of Machalas Asuras. What would that parallel be in Hilchos Chametz? The parallel in Hilchos Chametz would be Chametz that becomes Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev. Then, in such a case, we know you're not going to be chayiv. But what happens if you're ira davar mar? So if you're ira davar mar, is it still chametz? Could it be subject to bal yira, bal yimatzeh? Would it be aser midrabanan to imbibe? Would the iser mashu of chametz remain? The answer is, according to the Chavis Das, yes. And once we understand the dichotomy of the Chavis Das, we begin to understand the issue in regards to medications today. For chametz, on Pesach. According to the Chavis Das, the simple reading of the Chavis Das is, if it's ira davar mar, if the chametz itself was ro'i la'achila, but you're ira davar mar, then it's only shelo kederech hanasan. But it doesn't fall into the category of nifsal. If it doesn't fall into the category of nifsal, it's still going to be chametz, and it still will be a problem to imbibe on Pesach. Of course, there are unique halachos that we've discussed in other Shabbos HaGadol drushas for cholish ein bo sakana. And of course, when it comes to cholish yesh bo sakana, it's usher to ask. And you're supposed to immediately, if there's any sevach cholish yesh bo sakana, to be mechal Shabbos or to eat chametz. But we're talking now about the category of cosmetics, shampoos, and also medications that are not for cholim, serious cholim, or a cholish yesh bo sakana. Moreinu Rav Shechter Shlita pointed out to me that the Chazon Ish in Simen Kuf Tes Zayin Sif Katan Ches seems to disagree with the simple reading of the Chavis Das when it comes to medication. It could be that the Chavis Das was not dealing with today's medications, but the Chazon Ish writes, Tavlos Refuah Shem Ura Ben Kemach Im Ein Bur Ben Maim Rak Vim Hein Ura Medvarim She'en Rui Lachilas Adam Ein Behem Mishum Chametz Kedin nifsal mechilas adam, kivan ti efshel lahafrid hakemach. So the Chazon Ish says that once these chemicals have been put in, it's considered nifsal mechilas adam. It sounds like that the Chazon Ish is willing to extend the dichotomy that we had mentioned to the point that if you have chemicals that are mixed to chametz to a point that maybe even a centrifuge can separate between them, then in such a case, then that would not fall into the category of Shelo Kederech HaNasan, but rather would fall into the category of Nifsal Me'achila, and therefore, the Chazon Ish says, seems to be lenient in regards to these medications. It's an important maramakom. Now we come to the second part of the shir. With the above position of the kresi uplesi, which is a fascinating machlokis, is there a din of nifsal altogether? We do have an assumption that the kresi uplesi makes, which he uses to explain a very fascinating shita of the Ramah. Fasten your seatbelts. The Ramah in Simen Pei Zayin Si'ivav brings a few chumras of Ashkenaz. And there's one that he quotes from the Maharil that is actually hard to understand. And there's a famous kasha on this. And we're going to ask a stira within the psak of the Ramah and the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, the psak of the Ramah in Simen Pei Zayin Sivav, with the psak of Maran HaMechaber in the Shulchan Aruch in Sadi Hei Dalid, where the Ramah does not disagree with the Mechaber. And we're going to use Rabbi Yonis and Abishitz's Yesod of Basar B'Chalav to answer that question, but get stuck, according to others who disagree with Rabbi Yonis and Abishitz, and we're going to have to chart new territory based on the Gedolei HaMesorah, and that will take us to the topic of dishwashers. The Ramah writes in Pei Zayin Si'iv Vav, a bunch of chumras. O Kasaf, quoting from the Maharil. The Maharil can be found in his Minhagim in Hilchos Eser V'Heter, Oz Gimel. A utensil that is used to make shampoo, now shampoo in those days was made very differently than our shampoo. Here are some of the differences. The shampoo in those days was made from afer, the ash of a stove. The ash of the stove was abrasive by nature and served as a good catalyst to clean. But it came from the bottom of the stove. And therefore, the Ramah continues, "De osin osa me'efer shal kira." It's made from the ash that's sitting on the bottom of the stove. V'rigilus hu l'sarev sham basar v'chalav. And the basar and chalav is common to get mixed together over there. The Ramah is challenged by the Taz in Simen Sadi Hei Sif Dalet based on the Psak of the Mechaber in Sadi Hei Dalet. The Psak of the Mechaber is as follows. This is very, very important. Please zero in on this. Sadi Hei Dalet. Ye Ra'eli, says the Mechaber. Shim Nosnu Efer Bamayim. If ash is put into mayim chamin shebiyora, hot water in a utensil, kodem shenicha akder besocha, and you have ash that's put inside water, we'll talk about shortly whether it was put in there intentionally or not, af al pisha shuvan davuk ben, even though there is dishes with milchiks and fleishiks that have mamashos, mutter, dal yideo efer uno sein tam lefkam. Due to the Afer, the mixture is not a problem of no Saint Tam Lefkam. Asks the Taz, this Ramah, quoting the Maril, which the Maril in Siv Gimel says that one time someone wasn't careful with the shampoo and he made the shampoo in a utensil where there was a concern that there might be basar and chalav, and the Maril said you need to kasher that kli was made inside. Ask the Taz v'tzarich yun harazu. Dileil simin pei zayin kasav Ramah. The kli shosim b'mayim lechafiv esarosh ulegilsu la'arisham basar b'chalav. There the Ramah says is aser. So why? Once the Mechaber told us that you could put a dover a pogame inside. V'kim v'nerotzen tam lefkam ein shum eser basar b'chalav legamri. That's the kasha, the bikasha, the Taz. And for the rest of the shir, to the point of getting to halacha l'maisa with the dishwashers, what we're going to do is see the different approaches of how to deal with this question. Comes along the place and he says, based on my above chiddush, I could be miyashev that kasha. What did the place he teach us? The place he taught us that if you have basar b'chalav, you can never remove its iser once it's combined as basar b'chalav. If you add a davar hapogem inside, so then in such a case, the basar b'chalav is still aser. The only way that basar b'chalav will ever lose its identity of basar b'chalav is if before it became basar b'chalav, we mentioned, you have a davar hapogem put inside, then when the basar and the chalav come together, if there was the sulfur inside of the chalav, so then in such a case, it didn't become basar b'chalav, because it never created tam basar b'chalav. But remember, the place he held, no matter what you do to it afterwards, at the end of the day, it can never, even if it's going to become nifsal, legamri, in such a case, it only falls into the category of eina ru'i lager, and if it's, only falls into the category of shelo kederach hanasan, and since it only falls in the category of shelo kederach hanasan, so by basar b'chalav, you're going to still be chayv. Says the Rebbe Yonah's son, continuing on, in that reference of Pezayin, Sifkot and Tesva, Va'ato mezukakim divrei hamaril. Now there's no stira. What was the stira? The case in the Maril was that the Maril said there's a problem if you have basar b'chalav with where they make the shampoo. And then the difficulty of Taz pointed out is the Ramah did not object when the Mechaber says that if you throw in a davar hapogem, then in such a case you could wash the dishes together, says the Plesi Kaftar v'ferach. In the case of the Ramah, the case of the Maril was it became basar b'chala first. First and mixed on top of the stovetop. Only afterwards was it mixed together. It's a little bit of Rukimta, the place he makes in the case of the Maril, but this is the Plesi's Teretz. What comes out then, according to the Krasi Plesi, is that the only time it would be mutter is when you have the basar b'chalav mixed with the davara efer beforehand. But if you do it afterwards, after it's become basar b'chalav, then it wouldn't work. However, Chacham Avadya Zatzal in his tshuvas did not go with the Plesi's answer. In Chelik Yud of Yoredeya Simin Dalid, Chacham Avadya was asked, Nish'alti im mutl ishtamish b'mediach kelim chashmali beiti l'kli basar l'kli chalav. Could you use them two together? A dishwasher for both milchiks and fleishiks. He says that since when the basar b'chalav mixes together, you have also a davar hapogen. So then in such a case, there isn't going to be a problem. And Chacham Avadya does not differentiate between whether the basar b'chalav is pogem right away or the basar b'chalav becomes basar b'chalav first and then it's nifka. And that's because it seems to me that Chacham Avadya holds that the critical part is not the Rabbi Yonah and Eibeshitz's teretz. Rather, he understands the Mechaber simply. He understands that the Mechaber is of the opinion that when you put a Dover HaPogim inside, the halacha is that the Dover HaPogim will remove the Isser in all instances. And we'll see more about Chacham Avadya's tshuva shortly. There is, however, another answer to Taz's question. And it seems to me that it's the teretz of the Tzemach Tzedek is what many of the Ashkenazic poskim go with. The Tzemach Tzedek is quoted by many Gedolei Achronim. The Badei HaShulchan Zatzal has a long arichus about this on Amud Chav Zayin in the Badei HaShulchan. And the teretz of the Tzemach Tzedek is as follows. Tzemach Tzedek by the way, the Tzemach Tzedek was a contemporary of the Taz. He was a Talmud of the Bach. Of course, the Taz was a son-in-law of the Bach. In the biography, they say, Chibro lelimudim hayu Rab David Alevi balataz. So right after the Taz asked this question, the Stira, the Tzemach Tzedek gave the following answer. Tzemach Tzedek's teretz is Einachanami. Lichatchila, to intentionally make shampoo. Whether the Dover HaPogim comes before or after, lichatchila, to do something like this, is aser. Similar to the idea that we have, that you're not allowed to use a kli that's no Saint Tam Lefkam, you're not allowed to be pogim lichatchila the yisr. However, the case of the Mechaber was post facto. Imnasnu, it had already been put. What had happened was there was Efer b'mayim chamin that had already been put there. So then in such a case, b'di'eved, if there was Efer b'mayim chamin and you washed the dishes together, then in such a case, ein hachanami, it would be pogen. It seems to me that the Tzemach Tzedek's approach, as Chacham Avadya Zatzal delineates in Yabia Omer, is different than Chacham Avadya. Chacham Avadya goes with the Mechaber's Psak, and he writes that the halacha is that once you have a Dover HaPogim, then everything is going to be mutter. He says, mutter la'diach kli basu kli chalav afilu b'bas achas. Ki halacha revochasi shenosein tam lefka mutter. Vehein emes, sha'ataz hikshem idivre emaril. He says that it's true that the Taz asked from the Ma'aril. However, at the end of the day, these kashas are not binding, because Chacham Avadya follows the Mechaber. V'chein posak b'shal su'chuvus k'knes y'chassol she'ein lozuz medivrei ha'shulchan aruch. V'she'kein eskimu b'alei ara. He then goes on and he quotes the teretz that I give him from the Tzemach Tzedek, and he says that we don't need that teretz. There's no chiluk between lichatchila and b'di'evet. Ad kan. Now let me read you that line before I get to the Ad Kan. Vagom marai taib be'erech ha'shulchan, one of the great Sfardic posts in the Chacham Avadya quotes often, hevi mashkesa v'atzemach tzedek, shekol dov shu pogem osa l'chatchila, v'kosa alo v'lesa, v'chedavka kli shebol atam meshuba chosel mishtamish b'achar shenig nigfgam, gzer Hashem yishtamish, avol kan shetchilas b'lias hakeinim oisa v'tam pogum, mutar af l'chatchila, kivon she'efer pogem ha'shoman. Since the Afer is pogame the Shuman, in other words, even if it became Basa B'chala first, but if you add a Dover HaPogame to the Shuman, and then the time that came into the Kli was pogame Meikara, then in such a case, the halacha is that it's going to be Mutter. Now, Rabosai, you could understand where we have two different Minhagim. I would like to argue that the Minhagim that the Taz had pointed out that seemed to be so to the Psak of the Mechaber is inconsistent with the Psak of the Mechaber. However, when it comes to the Psak of the Mechaber, Mechaber is clear that using a Dover HaPogim is mutter. And that's why the suggestion is, when it comes to dishwashers on Pesach, at the end of the day, as long as you have a Dover HaPogim that's running in the first cycle, then everything is going to be fine. Because at the end of the day, you always have something being pogame the tam chametz. And again, the language of the Yalkut Yosef. Mutter shtam shol pesach ha'yidei she'inako heitev esachor v'shticha v'adochot heitev. Make sure you get any mamashos. V'nachon she'gam yafilos ha'mechunam b'shtivu roskim chomrei aniku ha'pogom. You just need to be pogame it. And he only says it's nachon because once you have the first rinse, everything is going to be fine. However, someone pointed out to me the Chacham Avadi at his time, the dishwashers worked this way. However, today, it could very well be that's even a problem according to the Mechaber. I have printed out for our base medrash that both in Wikipedia and www.coastappliances.ca describe that nowadays the dishwashers, and Chacham Avadia writes Beferish not that way, because 25 years ago it might have been different, that first there is a hot water cycle without any Davra Pogim. And only after do you have a Davra Pogim. And so therefore, if you've used it for Basar, and now there's Tam Basar in the walls, you can't just simply say, well, there's a Davra Pogim that's going to be Pogim, the Tam Basar that's coming out. You can't say that if the dishwasher was used for treif, don't worry about putting kosher dishes in because there's a Davar Pogim that's going to be coming out. Because at the end of the day, the Metzius over here is different. So it is interesting to note that it could very well be that much of these Psakim are not relevant for the Heter of dishwashers today for Basar B'Chalav. And in regards to Chametz B'Pesach, one should be careful that one should make sure to run a full cycle that has detergent if you're going to follow the psak of the Mechaber as described by the Shulchan Aruch. However, Chacham Avadia has a very, very good point. Leaving aside the Metzius, and to make sure that the Metzius today corroborates with the Metzius that Chacham Avadia was assuming, which definitely Sfardim could follow for the Mechaber, but what's with us Ashkenazim? Why is it that isn't this halacha revachas b'Yisrael? That when it comes to something that's nifgam, it isn't osir. So why is it that we don't see the Ashkenazic poskim buying in to this idea to be pogem the Yisr prior? And what is pshat in the Maharil? Why is it that the Maharil holds that the halacha is that it's going to be usher? Isn't there a halacha that says that the only time that we have to usher something is if at one time it was mutter? In other words, we know that a kedera, that even if it's tamis pogem, but if there was a time that it absorbed the usher, then we make a gzera, kedera eina ben yomo, ata ben yomo. But over here, Chacham Avadia points out, if it's nifgam from the first moment, then in such a case, why is it that the Maharil would say that it's aser? So it seems to me that there is something fascinating that's going on in this Ramah. The Ramah has four chumras over here that the Ramah concludes, again, over here being Simen Pei Zayin Siv Vav. The Ramah concludes, "Ubidieved ein lochosh v'zeh, va'af lechatchila ein bazeh lechumras ba'alma, v'hamekil lo hifsid." It seems to me that these were chumras of Ashkenaz, that even though mi'ikar d'dina, it was mutter, the Chachmei Ashkenaz wisely prohibited things that weren't technically basar b'chalav. I don't have time to go through all the Ramah's chumras, but let me give you one example. The example prior is the Ramah. The Ramah quotes four chumras over here. Od kasu de ein la'arev mayim shedichu bem kli basar and mayim shedichu bem kli chalav litan lefnei behema. The Asurim Bahana. The Ramah writes that you're not allowed to mix water that has been washed with meat and water dishes and given in front of your animal because the water is asur b'ana. Now, we do know that basar b'chalav is asur b'ana. However, there is a problem with this. The problem is that the Shach points out, is the dog drinking steaming water, steaming hot? In order for something to become basar b'chalav, you need bishul first. Many of you are familiar that since the Torah says, lo sevashel Gediba Chalevi Mo, that the Torah opens up Simin Pei Zayin and says that's Derech Bishul Asra Torah. And if that's so, if it's Derech Bishul Asra Torah, so then why is it that the halacha is that if you mix Basar B'chalav together, it's going to be Asr for the Behema if it wasn't steaming hot water? And in fact, Vishach, over there in Sifkat and Yutes says, you have to say that the water was steaming hot. Problem is, it doesn't sound like it. But you could say what the Shach says. However, the Sefer Yad Yehuda points out that in the Sefer Iser Veheter, and I looked it up, and it's definitely there, the Iser Veheter has a different take. This is not Basar B'chol of Doraisa. This is a Geder that was followed in Ashkenaz. The Geder in Ashkenaz is as follows. Writes the Iser Veheter, Shar Lamed, Os Hei, Meish Matir Mehai Taim Lechatchilitin Lebehema Me'adacha Kli Shel Basar V'chalav Tzonin B'Kli Yachad. Va'af Al Pi Shesho Yacha Meis Le'es Ma'achar Shemutar Ba'ana. The Iser Veheter learns that we had Basar B'chalav that was soaking with each other, which is Mutar Ba'ana. V'yesh Machmirim Ligroim But there are some more machmir that don't even allow for the mixing of basa b'chalav. So this is a chumrah. That there is a chumrah that was made in Ashkenaz because they were constantly dealing with similar stoves of basar and chalav where stuff was likely to get mixed up. And there was water that had basa b'chalav together. They made exerish alo ligrom bitzonein, smefurish. In the Yisra Vahetas ligrom bitzonein, the Yad Yehuda argues that this is also the position of the Marivail that the Rama is quoting. Therefore, I would like to argue that Eina Chinami, the Rama, who himself says that this is a chumrah, the Rama himself is quoting the Minhagim of Ashkenaz that they were gozer, that they were afraid that if we were going to allow basar b'chalav to come together, if we were going to allow someone to be pogem lechatchila, even though it's mutter, and the Rishonim already spelled out that the only time it's asur is when the blios of basar b'chalav was first basar b'chalav, and only then a tam that was l'shvach, and only afterwards was a pogame did we make gzeira lechatchila. But if it was nifkam me'atzmo me'ikr d'dina, it's mutter. But the Rishonim were afraid to tell someone to be able to do that lechatchila. Just like they said, you can't be garen basar b'chalav. Now the amazing thing is that we see this in the story of the dishwashers. Once upon a time, people thought that it was pogame lechatchila. But as I read from you, www.coastappliances, heating water after you start a wash cycle, the circulation pump will begin to fill dishwasher with water. So again, there's hot water. As a dishwasher, the heater raises the temperature of water until it's hot enough to sterilize dishes. And only in step two and three, it's actually step three, you run the rinse cycle. Once the water is at the appropriate temperature, it helps loosen the remove food particles. And only in step three, distributing detergent is before the main wash cycle begins, then the detergent dispenser will open. So it could very well be that this is a great example of where the Chumras and Ashkenaz were saying that just like we have a gzeira eino ben yomo atu ben yomo, that even when the tam is pogum in a kli, we don't allow you to use it because we're afraid you can come to use a ben yomo. So too, the Ma'aril was saying that as the Semach Tzedek said, that bidyeved, the halacha would be that we could be mekel. However, lechatchila, to allow that to happen, what will come, we made a gzeira, it's aser to be pogame, the isa lechatchila, atu, that you'll come to, not gzeira, a geder would be a more appropriate terminology, atu, that you'll come to be pogame, you're atu to use it, that it'll have the iser, and the iser will be there and only be pogame afterwards. So, what emerges today is as follows. If there truly are dishwashers where the Davra Pogame emerges immediately, so then in such a case, it would be mutter according to the Mechaber. However, we have the position of Ashkenaz that it would be Osir. In terms of kashering it, so here, Chacham Avadya is less worrying about actually kashering it and the material of the dishwasher, because at the end of the day, if you always have the davar apogim, you'll never come lidei yisur. However, Ashkenazic poskim didn't go with that. And therefore, Rabbi Blumenkrantz said that if the dishwasher is of stainless steel and you change the racks, then in such a case, it will be mutter. The fact that there might be a davar apogim, even historically, in 2000, in 5765, which Lemisbaram was 2005, Rabbi Blumenkrantz, Olav HaShalom, did not encourage. So one needs, if one follows the Psak of Chacham Avadya, one needs to verify the Metzius, which today could be very well be that the Metzius is different. If one goes through the appropriate kashering process, so then in such a case, we have a possible approach. Wishing everybody Chag Kosher V'Sameach, and may we be Zoche, B'Siyata D'Shmaya, that this month be a month of Geula for all of Klal Yisrael.